Hi, it's Mac.
It's McCoggan here on Audio Boo. Let's put some music. Because I've got a rumbly car, and a rumbly car, not the car itself, just the stuff that's in it, is rumbling. And that, along with that piece of music, I would probably kind of drown out my own voice. So there you go. What I wanted to do, excuse me while I adjust this microphone, apologies for rustling, that's much better. I don't know what it is about these inline mics on the Apple earbuds. I thought the issue with my last pair, which packed in just a week or two ago, with inline mic, you know, rustling, handling, even the slightest touch would, like that, you know, and I thought that it was because they were getting on and had so much abuse. But this is a brand new pair or set, and they're doing exactly the same. It's something I need to investigate, because if you're going to record with these, then whether you're doing like I'm doing, recording into the Bostock Studio app or into the Audio Boo app, or sending, say, or talking to someone on the phone, or sending a WhatsApp voice message, that rustling is a real pain, and if you're moving, you know, you turn your head or you're walking, it just picks it up. It's I don't know, I can't remember ever doing that. Anyway, moving on from that part, I wanted to get back on an update of the questions, the queries actually I've posted about how the best way to back up my iMac so that I could update the operating system to El Capitan. And the reason for that was not solely, but initially because I wanted to download the latest version of the Audio Hijack app. And I couldn't do that unless I had updated from 10.7, operating system 10.7. So that's the plans. And I have to thank everyone who either sent me a text comment, a general comment somewhere, or a WhatsApp comment, or a audiobook comment, in whatever form. And you've all given me some, you did give me some great stuff to mull over, to help me decide on the best way to go about it. And there's a consensus within virtually all of the comments, because there were some that suggested if I didn't have a lot of critical material to lose, and I had already mentioned that most of my stuff is media, so photographs, videos, music, audio boom recordings, because all my audio boom recordings are saved to the Mac. Well, not all that are done through my Zoom H2N are saved onto the Mac anyway. So it was just why not just back them all up to disk, get a whole load of DVDs and back them all up to disk, and then go from there. And that's a brilliant idea, actually. Because it coincided with the fact that I, for the past year, I've been backing up my monthly audio booms. That's the folder of, say, December audio booms 2015, or December 2015 morning thoughts, to different disks, so they're identifiable, and I've been doing that for the past year, so that kind of worked in well with that. But then I thought, do I really want to have masses and masses of CDs or DVDs with my music on them, with the photographs and videos, and I really prefer to separate them, so that would be different discs. And I had this mental picture of, you know, pulling a drawer open and seeing all this media on DVDs, you know, looking out at me. That part I kind of put to the side. So I decided, and the other suggestion was, why not back up to an external hard drive, or why not back up to the cloud or Tinternet, if you like. And that would be, you know, either iCloud or Dropbox, or some other place that I could back up the stuff. Now, what one of the pieces of advice that are suggested means of doing it from one of my friends on Audioboo was, why not do both? In fact, I think two of my friends suggested this. Why not do both if you can? Back up to the cloud and back up to an external hard drive. That way you've got the best of both worlds. Well, I looked into that, and you know, I have the free version or the free account on Dropbox, and that allows you 5 gigabytes of data. Well, currently I've got about 4.5 gigabytes of stuff on there, pardon me, and I would need to definitely upgrade that. But you know, Dropbox wants approximately £8 a month from me to go up to the next level, and I think, I can't remember what the next level was, but anyway, it's £8 a month, and that would be forever, if you know what I mean. So that's quite an expense. That's £96 a year approximately, and I'm actually just dropping off a piece of equipment, or have dropped off a piece of equipment from Vodafone that I was paying approximately £7-8 a month for, and that's me just got clear off that. So really, you could say, well, why not use that to pay the Dropbox? But because I actually dropped off because I wanted to get trim my sales regarding monthly outlays to Vodafone, because I pay a hell of a money every month, and then it's getting a wee bit on top of me, you know. Not in the sense that I can't afford to pay it, but I'm looking at it and thinking, why are you paying all this? Why do you take this stuff on and pay so much, you know? So trimming the sales and taking out £8 a month for Dropbox doesn't really tie in very well. I mean, it doesn't make sense, in other words. So, although a great idea, the iCloud, yes, you can pay for more than that. Now we're back to the same scenario, I pay extra just now. It's about 79 pence a month for, I can't remember what I get extra on iCloud, but it's working out pretty well, and I'm happy to pay that. So really, I don't want to go down the road of paying monthly again. So what I've done is, and I've taken on board those who made suggestions to external hard drives of the way to go, and I've done a hell of a survey, to be honest with you, and procrastinating, and it all boils down to that. This afternoon, I've just had a text from Apple online store saying that my little piece of equipment will be delivered between 3 and 4 this afternoon. And what it is a Seagate 1 terabyte USB 3 hard drive, external hard drive. A slim little beastie that you can slip in your shirt pocket and take with you wherever. Now, 1 terabyte's enough because my iMac is only half a terabyte, and apparently the Seagate comes with an app that you can put onto your iOS devices and back up your iOS devices to that particular hard drive as well, which is great. And if I ever need a bigger external hard drive, it'll only be because I've upgraded the Mac. In other words, I changed my Mac to a newer model, which will be much higher, have a much higher storage inside. So that 1 terabyte is absolutely fine. Although I swithered about having a 2 terabyte, why not? And then I thought, well, if you don't need it, why go and get something else? And I had approximately £100 spare, if you like, on my Apple Store gift card. I was in credit to £100. That was it. So I used up, it was £60 on storage. I know I can get it cheaper elsewhere, I know that, but it meant spending cash, whereas I had the gift card, and the gift card's been sitting in my wallet for ages, so it just made sense to use that. So that's getting delivered this afternoon. Now, the one thing, so that's what I'm going to do, basically. I'm going to back up to the external hard drive. The one thing that was pointed out by one of my friends was that the reason for, a really good reason for backing up to both is the fact that and I know he didn't mean it in any nasty sense. He says, if your house goes on fire, you know, then you would lose your Mac. You would lose that external hard drive. So all that backing up is to no avail, because both of them would be crispy critters. So having it backed up to the cloud is as sensible an idea as backing up to a physical hard drive. And that made total sense to me. And if it weren't for the fact I have to pay X amount per month to have this, for evermore, literally, I would have went down both routes, but I'm afraid I'm going to stick with the one. And the only thing I can do is, in case that the little external hard drive in lead or something, or concrete, you know, something that won't burn. Asbestos, yeah, I'll make a wee asbestos box for it to sit. But yeah, that made total sense. So that's what I'm doing. So what I've been doing in the meantime is found on one of the websites, the Mac websites, not the Apple website, but I think it is Mac World or Mac, one of the Mac, great Mac websites. It's a list of means to trim out and clean out all the stuff, the gunge that builds up in your Mac over years, you know, duplicate photographs, duplicate music. It's not giving you the software to do it, it's telling you how to do it yourself, or what programs you might want to download, free or paid, to do that. But also loads of tips on doing other things, and I'm working my way through that. So I spent the last couple of days cleaning out my iCloud storage with photographs and video, you know, on we've got a photo stream, but also on my Mac as well, being through those and cleaning those out before I upgrade to El Capitan, because I want to get it as tidy as possible. I've ditched all the applications that I've never ever used, or maybe I used and then I've never used them for a year or 2 years or something like that. I've ditched all those, just cut to the chase, like having a wardrobe full of clothes and you say, I never wear that. Well, why don't you throw it out? Well, I might need it one day. No, you'll never wear it. Get rid of it. Well, same idea. Cleaning out the wardrobe off my Mac. So very soon, I'll get this hard drive this afternoon. I hope I get a chance to play with it and set it up. But I ain't going to back up until I've finished as much as I can with this sort of a clean out, physical or manual clean out, if you like, off my Mac. And then I'll go for it. And then I'll let you know how it all works out. Hopefully it all works out well, actually, you know. But anyway, we'll see how it goes. But it's by means of an update on how things are going, but also to thank everybody for that reply, that commented. Thanks so much for... Because obviously you listen to the audio in the first place, which is always good. But to make comment and try and help and advise, because that's what the audiobook community is all about. So thank you very, very much indeed. And I shall now go in, because I have reached my destination in 20 yards. You will have reached your front door destination. So I'll speak soon, and thanks again. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. I have to keep talking until I spin this car right in the position. And off. Silence is gold, isn't it? Well, if it is, I'd best shut up. Cheer by the new. Thank you for listening.